The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that minority students can be given a slight edge when gaining admission to American colleges and universities. But the High Court also cautioned universities not to place too much emphasis on race as a factor in determining whether a student should be granted admission. For supporters of affirmative action programs aimed at encouraging racial diversity on college campuses, it was a split decision. By a vote of 5-4, the Supreme Court upheld the affirmative action policy of the University of Michigan Law School. The narrow majority said government does have a compelling interest in encouraging diversity on campus, and that the law school approach was sufficiently narrow in scope as to be constitutional. But in a second ruling, a 6-3 majority on the High Court sided with critics of racial preferences. The court struck down the University of Michigan's undergraduate affirmative action plan that gives minority students a significant advantage in a points-based evaluation system. The court majority said that approach is too much like a racial quota and places too much emphasis on the race of the college applicant. At issue in both cases was whether affirmative action programs aimed at creating a diverse university student body amount to reverse discrimination against white applicants. Affirmative action supporters took heart in the partial victory. Attorney Miranda Massey argued before the High Court on behalf of the University of Michigan Law School.
The fact that we were able to win a victory in the law school case means that affirmative action programs will be upheld around the country and we can continue the incomplete progress toward integrating higher education.
Affirmative action critics were more disappointed that the High Court did not go further in restricting racial preferences. Gerald Walpin is with the Center for Individual Rights in New York.
I think the Supreme Court today unfortunately rejected Martin Luther King's dream of a colorblind society and refused to abide by the Constitution's guarantee of equal treatment of all citizens regardless of race.
Monday's Supreme Court rulings on affirmative action are the most significant decision since a 1978 decision. At that time, a sharply divided Supreme Court said that colleges could take race into account as a factor in deciding which students to admit, provided those programs were, in its words, narrowly tailored. The affirmative action decisions could have a significant impact not only on university admissions policies, but on business hiring practices as well. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.